Down the middle of the field. Johnson is wide open. Andre Johnson gathers it in and walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
Shot with a play fake. Sets in the pocket. Loads it up. Home run ball. He's got Walter out there. Walter hauls it in inside the 10 and walks into the end zone with a touchdown. He'd be Tracy Porter on the play.
You know, it's just one of those things, you know, as a corner, that's one thing you just don't want to do is give up the deep one. And, you know, they could throw 100 comeback for curls, but don't give up the deep one.
Five-man rush. Peyton steps in the pocket, rifles one through the hands, but into the hands of Joel Dreesen for a touchdown, and went right through the hands of Eric Decker. The Broncos have their touchdown with exactly 3 minutes left. Snap the shotgun. Matt Schaub looks left, throws left. Pass is going to be caught. Johnson has it, and that'll be a first down, a gain of 12 on third and five.
You know, we just have to put 60 minutes together, and I don't know that we... You know, the closest we got was in our opener. So, you know, those are two good football teams. That's a very good football team today, as witnessed by their record. You know, so you can't dig yourself that deep in a hole in the case of the last two games.
That's John Fox from the podium following Sunday's loss to the Houston Texans. For the second week in a row, the Broncos find themselves in a hole from early in the game. Claw back, but do lose the game last week to Atlanta, this week to Houston. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. Radio highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard from Champ Bailey postgame in the locker room following Sunday's loss. John, for the second week in a row, you watch a game where the team falls behind early, this time in a different phase. A couple of big plays by the Houston Texans just to claw back and be within a possession, be within the offense getting the ball back and having a chance to win. Everyone said postgame, it's going to go down as a loss. It's still a loss. They still hung in there and fought, but just kind of the frustration is there. They want to get these things turned around, having experienced the same thing 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I don't know that I think people are always looking for consolations when you lose, and we really don't have any. Obviously, we turned the ball over four times first quarter when Houston came in and really made some big plays and jumped on us early, which is what they like to do. But you know, anytime you play a team like the Texans, you got to be able to play sound offense, defense, special teams, and realize that they're going to be a good team, and you have to go and play well. And we have not played well the last 2 weeks. No matter what the scores look like, we haven't executed, and we've got to continue to get better. And you cannot make the mistakes that we've made the last couple of weeks to beat good football teams. And obviously, Atlanta and Houston are two of the best teams in the league right now, both being 3-0. But we cannot make the mistakes that we've made the last 2 weeks.
Right, both teams 3-0, as you mentioned, both teams that have some reps between themselves of their, you know, their groups being together. These guys have been together for a while now, and this team is still kind of coming together with just the one off season, getting to know itself. Again, this show, LA Access, we take your questions through Twitter, and we want to start with Randy Bishop. John, Randy's asking, how do you improve the first three quarters of play in these games? A lot of guys said postgame, in the fourth quarter, it was just clicking. It felt better. They were making the plays they needed defensively. Justin Bannon forcing a turnover there in the second half. Wesley Woodyard had an INT. We had some takeaways. But the first three quarters were just, you could see they're kind of trying to figure out what's going on. And they are playing against some good defenses. But then in the fourth quarter, you see it turn around.
Well, I think if you look at it, and we really kind of came out of the chute pretty well on Sunday. We get the safety on the first play of the game. Elvis makes the play on the first play. And then the first series football, or on the offensive side, I think we took it down with the second series and got a field goal. So we're up 5-0 in the first quarter. We really kind of lapsed in the second quarter, and into the really coming out of the second half, we were three and out, I think, three times with punts. And so we got to work on being consistent for 60 minutes and being able to – the urgency has to be there from minute one, like it is minute 55, 56, 57, 58, and understand the the urgency that it takes to be successful, especially against good football teams. And these last two games were a good test for us to see exactly where we are, and they've proven to us that we have to continue to work and get better, but also concentrating on the fact that if we continue to do what we do and not make mistakes that we're making and go play with consistency, then we can beat anybody.
Matt Starnes asks, where do you see the biggest need for improvement? Is it what you just touched on? Is it that consistency and having that urgency in the first quarter, not after you've made a couple plays to get the energy fired back up on the sideline.
It really is. It's the consistency that goes along with it. Plus, we're making way too many mental mistakes. We're having busts on both sides of the ball, whether it be running game, passing game, or gun coverage. We're having way too mental errors, that are really hurting us. And so those are the type of things that we really have to clean up and start playing quality football throughout the game.
Touchdown, the two losses have come against teams that are a combined 6-0. We've talked for, this is the third week now where we will mention the schedule, and these first six games are definitely a challenge before the bye week, you know, a tough schedule, one of the toughest in the league. And Humboldt's home, I hope I got that handle right, I think I did, wants to know, how do you kind of get fans to understand you lose a close game to two of the best teams in the NFL? You know, work in progress. That's what coach said post game. Peyton Manning said that post game. Some players are saying you're still kind of coming together, but that is what happened. You lost two close games. You're there until the end against two teams that are a combined 6-0. These were close games.
They're close games, but I also think that, you know, when I look at these games and because of the last one being at home, for us to be able to get down like we have, we got to be able to play better football. And even though we've battled back, which is really a compliment to all the guys, and they've played hard and they haven't given up, but to really get back into the mode of thinking that for us to go out and play well, we can't turn the ball over. We got to concentrate on doing what we can do and make all the plays that we can make, plus, you know, not have the mental errors as I've talked about. And so I look at those two games, and we kept battling, but I don't like being down 31-11 at home in the third quarter to even though they're a darn good football team. We aspire to be that darn good football team too, and so it's important for us to win the home games, as we've talked about. And now we're 1-1 at home, and so that makes the last two games makes this next one that much more important.
Before the team completely moves on to that next one, the NFL just announced today that linebacker Joe Mays will be suspended for one game, fined for the hit he put on Matt Schaub. He said post game, "Look, I'm not a dirty player. I wasn't trying to hurt the guy, but it did happen." Your thoughts on the NFL's announcement today?
Well, Joe Mays is a guy that plays the game fast. He's a very physical, strong, tough football player. And I admire Joe by the way that he plays the game. But I also know that Joe is not a guy that intentionally goes out to try to hurt somebody. And he was just playing football hard, and unfortunately he got a piece of Schaub's helmet with his head. And so, therefore, obviously, with the rules and the way things are going as far as the violence in the game, that the league office is trying to squash some of the violence. And and so Joe is, and as we know Joe, that it was nothing was there, was intentional, and was very apologetic to Schaub, and as it made that very clear in his statements. And so that's just the way that Joe plays the game, but I'm sure he'll learn from this and try to lower the target next time.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play, and I think everyone around here who does know Joe would say just that, the kind of player he is. He would never try and do something like that. Thanks for sending in your questions on Twitter. We got three more segments coming up. This is Elway Access, presented by Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10/3/12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
The offset eye set the other way. A shot with a play fake deep in the end zone. Going to be hit and pulled down, and there's Dumervil's first sack of the year, and it goes for a safety. Five-man pressure. Schaub pumps once, steps away from the would-be blitzer is going to be intercepted. And here's Wesley Woodyard. Can he stay in bounds? Woodyard up the east sideline. They run it. Here's Ben Tate right side. And Robert Ayers grabbed him with an arm and knocked the ball free. And I think Denver has a turnover at the Houston 49.
We start off slow. We can't do that, especially with a good team. You know, they came out and ran the ball really well that first half. And, you know, in order to be a good team and a team that's solid week in and week out, we got to start fast.
I think our biggest issue right now is the slow starts. And against two very good football teams, we've ended up a little bit short, 6 points worth.
At the end, we still lose. But, you know, one thing you don't want to see is guys fold and not finish to the end. And, you know, we had a lot of guys that kept fighting. So, I mean, we just need to find a way not to get ourselves in that hole.
That's Champ Bailey postgame in the locker room on clawing back from being back in a hole early during the loss to the Texans Sunday afternoon at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. We also heard from Wesley Woodyard and head coach John Fox. We're going to go right back to your questions. Again, we take them through Twitter leading up to each podcast. We'll send a tweet out during the week asking you to submit your questions. You use the hashtag Elway Access, and we'll go ahead and try and get them here on the podcast. Next one goes from Donald Larkin. John, Donald wants to know, how do you plan on dressing ways to limit those big plays against the defense? From an X's and O's standpoint, just kind of talk through those two big touchdowns to Andre Johnson and Kevin Walters.
Well, really, a lot of this credit goes to Gary Kubiak and the system that he has. They do a lot of good things in the running game, and then everything that they do off that comes off the running game and with the play action passes and the fakes. And so they do a tremendous job, and it puts a lot of pressure on your defense. And you have a guy like Andre Johnson who can really run. And, you know, the long touchdown was – We busted the coverage, and so therefore it opened up the big play. So that's one of those mistakes that I was talking about earlier that we've got to correct and can't afford to have those. And then the second one was just great execution. And in both those plays, if you look at it, Schaub made both very good throws.
Sure.
On both plays.
Sure.
And Porter was not on the second one to Walters. You know, Porter's a step behind. And so if that ball wasn't right on target, Tracy would have had a chance to break it up. So you got to give them some credit offensively for their execution, because that's what good football teams do, is they execute when they get the opportunities. And it's the same thing that we need to do on our offense, is the opportunities that we get, we have to take advantage of those. And so the execution goes to them. And, you know, defensively, we've got to continue to learn from that and make sure that we don't have the mental errors, but also when we have a chance to make some plays, you know, we've got to be able to do that.
Those are the kind of things once – you see on film, once the players get together, they watch it on film with the coaching staff, you kind of see it, talk it out and go, oh, absolutely, we should have done that. Going forward, we know something like this is going to happen again. Champ Bailey said, hey, look, we'll give up comebacks and curls all day, but letting them get behind you like that, that's a tough thing to let happen.
You know, and that's part of being aggressive. I think when you look at Jack Del Rio and his philosophy, it's an aggressive defense, and the safeties are involved in the running game a lot of times, and we do different things in coverage that, you know, it gets complicated at times. So we just got to continue to get better at it and also be aware of not trying to give up these big plays. And you know, that's one of those things that we knew Houston was a team that was capable of doing it, and they came out and did that and executed it.
Speaking of aggression, one of your questions from Twitter, Zane to me, is wondering, how does the team get better third down defensively? You want to see more aggression there? Or how does that fit in?
Well, there's a combination. Obviously, we struggled this week. We struggled the first week against Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. And so, again, we got to continue to rush the passer, try to get pressure on the passer. And here's the thing that I so many times too, third down is so important. And I would tell you, as a quarterback, my job was always to pick up third downs because it kept you on the field. And
right.
So good quarterbacks and great quarterbacks in this league do a tremendous job on third down. And if you look at the quarterbacks that we face, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, and Matt Schaub are in the top 10 of quarterbacks. And the way that they're playing right now, they're playing very well. So you look at the third and five that we had at the end of the game, that Schaub, you know, the window was very small there, and Schaub put it right on the money that ended the game. And Matt Ryan the week before threw the ball tremendously, and then Ben the first week moved around. So you know, third down is getting pressure on that quarterback and also trying to get put some pressure so he's not as accurate. And so there's a combination of both. But on in defense of the third down defense that we have, sure, we've played three darn good quarterbacks.
Yeah, let's give credit there to Matt Schaub, and Champ Bailey even gave credit to the quarterback after the game. He made a play. Andre Johnson made a play. I was down there in the end zone shooting that play, and he couldn't have put that ball
anywhere
in a better
else.
Spot.
He couldn't have put it anywhere else. He could have put it, and he got pressure too. So he did a tremendous job and made the play he had to make.
Going forward, healthy Chris Harris, how much is that going to help? I think not just on third down, but when you go into second down, you got him out there sometimes. Chris Harris came back. He's healthier. He made a couple of plays and showed that he's feeling better.
He is, and that, you know, he's just a tough little guy that he's back there and he plays hard week in, week out. I wouldn't necessarily say he's a little guy, but he's just a guy that he's not a defensive lineman. So he's a guy that's the epitome of a quality football player, and we're glad that he's back because he's a big part of that, and he brings style, you know, an attitude, because he's a physical guy. He's fearless and physical, and he'll stick his nose in there. So we're glad he's back.
Corey Bailey asks, I think with the productivity of Derek Wolf, he'd be on the field for some of those bigger plays that turn out to be big plays afterwards. But sometimes he's taken out of the game. Just Corey's wondering why sometimes.
I think there's different combinations of what Jack wants to do with personnel, yeah, on the defensive side, whether there's three down rushers or four down rushers. And Derek's done a tremendous job. And we get Robert Ayers in there on pass rush situations too. And so it really kind of changes week to week exactly who's going in,
right,
depending on what the defensive game plan is. And so Derek's always going to be a big part of what we do. And a lot of times you got to get those guys some rest. And if they get – they're in there too long, they get worn down. Those big guys have a tough time. So, with less plays, we keep him fresher also.
Especially a guy like Derek. He's fired up. He's ready to go full go off the line each snap. I'm sure he could use a breather here and there. Corey, good question. Donald, good question. Zane, good question. All great questions. Thanks so much for sending them in on Twitter. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us, serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
Peyton sets and throws. He's got Decker there. Decker makes a diving reception at the Houston 45. A beauty. He took it right off his shoe tops. And pressure again forces Peyton to step and throw. He's got Decker, and Decker makes the catch this time. Forced out of bounds and hops over the Texans' bench before losing his footing. Play fakes. Peyton steps up in the pocket, throws in the sideline. The ball is caught by Eric Decker on an excellent back shoulder fade route. Manning sits, throws. He's got Stokely. Stokely makes the catch and walks into the end zone for a Denver touchdown.
I think it's the skills there, the systems, everything is there. It's just a matter, again, of us finding a way to go to the hump early. And, we'll find it. I'm not concerned about it. I'm not worried. I don't think anyone else is. It's just kind of looking back and searching for what it is.
Got to be able to convert on third downs. And a lot of times, third down conversions, if you can kind of follow it or kind of convert it actually on first and second down, if you do a better job and stay in that third and reasonable. And seems like we had a few more third longs today, and that's kind of playing into Houston's hands.
That's Peyton Manning following the game. Broncos were 6 for 17 on third down, and Broncos lose to the Texans 31-25 Sunday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hollis. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And we're going to get right back to your questions that we take all week from Twitter and bring them on here to the show. That's why we're doing the show, so you guys can ask John questions yourselves. Shannon wants to know, John, do you think Peyton and the offense will start to mesh soon? It's week four coming up soon. I guess what's soon?
Well, I guess when you look at that, and will it mesh? I mean, it has meshed.
Right.
It just needs to mesh with more consistency,
right.
and we have to have a little bit more urgency and be able to change the momentum of the game when things aren't going well, and we're having, you know, three plays and out, or a two, three play and out. We've got to be able to turn it around and get something going, and so we've got to play with better urgency on the offensive side and with better execution, because offense is all about execution, and you can't take, you know, there's 11 guys out there, and each one of them can't take a turn, not doing what they're not supposed to be doing,
right.
One at a time, and it leads to non-success. So that's why we just got to get better execution with a little bit more urgency, and we'll be more consistent on the offensive side.
When you find yourself kind of chasing a lead, you're going to throw the ball a lot more. John Wren wants to know, do you think 50-plus pass attempts in a game, is that too much? I mean, they're chasing a lead for a good portion of that game. You had to throw it.
Again, the game dictated that. We had a tough time running the ball. Then they got up on us, and so once you fall behind, then it's going to lead to more pass attempts. And so do we want to go 50-plus pass attempts week in and week out? No, we don't, because
right.
we'd like to have better balance with that and to be able to run the football also. So, but, again, the game dictated situation, what we had to do, and falling behind that quickly and by that much, we had to, you know, put the ball in the air.
Another rookie, Ronnie Hillman, got a chance to dress this week, get his first couple carries as a pro. What are you and the staff kind of hoping that he can glean from that opportunity playing against a defense like that?
Well, even though he only touched the ball twice, he handled himself very well in there. And so we've got high expectations for Ronnie. And we'll see what goes into the game plan this week, whether it's him or Noshon, who's going to be the guy that's going to be up. But high expectations from Ronnie, a guy that we believe has got big play potential, which you need in this league. And if we can get him in some space, he can make people miss and take it to distance. And so he's got a little bit of a different characteristics in that sense than he does really the other running backs. He gives us that breakaway back and also a good change of pace back.
One guy who could help any back that lines up behind Peyton would be Chris Cooper. Head coach John Fox said Monday that team will give him a look-see this week, kind of see where he's at. If you had a chance to talk to him recently, what do you think could be the expectations for Chris Cooper Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, getting ready for Oakland?
Well, he's going to be out this, you know, he'll be practicing, get back in the swing of things this week, so we'll see how the week goes. But anytime you have a guy that's a team leader like Coop is, that it'll be nice to have him back out there in pads and back involved. And even though he's been there mentally for him, it's nice to have him back and get him back in pads get him back in playing shape. So we'll see how he does this week.
We'll talk more about the Raiders in the final segment, but Raiders, you know, they're big on both sides. Having a guy like Coop would certainly help. You think that could be maybe one of the things that helps push along what you're talking about, getting this consistency going for a full 60 minutes? You get a guy like Chris Cooper back.
Yeah, no question. And plus, he's a veteran, and he's a very good football player. And so that's, you know, one area that, we're hoping that Coop can come back and get back in the swing of things in a hurry and get back part of that offensive line.
Shannon, John, thanks so much for your questions. We got one more segment left. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10/3/12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast.
Woo-hoo!
Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Manning takes a snap of J.D. Walton, drops the throw. Again, four-man pressure. Manning throws. Decker has it. Laterals to Demaryius Thomas, who pitches it to Lance Ball, who now pitches it back to Thomas. Strips it off the ground. Laterals it to Dick Tammy. Bobbles it once, and it's going to be down at midfield. And that is the end of the game. A good comeback by the Broncos, but the hole too big, and Houston comes to Sports Authority Field in Mile High and gets a victory over Denver, 31-25.
It's hard to look past the loss, you know, but you certainly study yourself during the week, and at least we get back to a little bit of a normal routine from a week standpoint, be able to study this tape and, study what it is we're doing wrong, study anything that we are doing well and try to build off that, but, you know, I think it's still part of the process, but, it's hard to think about anything really besides, losing two games in a row in a tough fashion.
A tough fashion indeed. That was Peyton Manning post-game following the Broncos' 31-25 loss to Houston. Our final segment for this week's Elway Access with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks for joining us. Well, tomorrow's Wednesday. You know, it's a quick week. It's one good thing about this league. You get to kind of put this game behind you, move on right away. And John, coming to town of the Oakland Raiders, a team the Broncos haven't beat here in Denver since 2007. Peyton Manning said post-game these division games count double. He has an appreciation for the rivalry he will experience for the first time himself. The Raiders coming to town, division game. Really hope that we can see some of this consistency come up here soon with this kind of game coming
up. Well, this is huge, and especially with them coming a division game at home and to be able to – last year we didn't win a game at home in the division. We won all our games on the road.
Right.
And as you said, we haven't beat the Raiders here since 07, which is – really something that is hard to believe. So we got to change that trend right now and change it this week. And even though it's still early in the season, this is still a tremendous game for us to be able to achieve what we want to get achieved, and that's win the division. And it starts by beating your division foes. And so the Raiders are the first one up, and we've got to turn this thing around and come out and play with that urgency that we need to and execute on both sides of the ball.
They're big on both sides of the ball. They got a bruiser back in Darren McFadden. What do you think some of the keys will be once this game kicks off?
Well, it's always about stopping the run, and I think that Darren McFadden, no question, is back. He had a 64-yarder last year and a big playback, and so we did a good job against run against Houston later in the game, but we got to, again, come out quicker and out of the chute quicker, and so and we're going to have our hands full with Darren McFadden because he's one of the top running backs in the league. So we've got to do that. Then offensively, we've got to do a good job on third down. They're physical up front. They can rush the passer. They've had some injuries in the secondary, but the bottom line is it comes down to execution with all 11 guys on the offensive side.
I think back in March when we were at the owners' meetings, I had a chance to talk to you, and you had nothing but great things to say and well wishes for now Raider head coach Dennis Allen. DA comes back to town. You probably find a chance to catch up with him pregame like you did with Coobs last week.
Yeah, he's a good young coach, and I think that see him out there and with the situation with the Raiders, it's you look at the film and we understand what he is defensively because
DA
he was
team.
Here. So it'll be interesting because he's going to know our team pretty well and having the experience of playing the Raiders, we know them pretty well. So it's going to be a knockdown, drag out, and hopefully we come out on top.
You have to change anything, or is it just because there's such a different system in place this year offensively, you kind of
– there's a lot of different things offensively, and I think it's especially with Peyton coming in. So I think that, if we do some no-huddle stuff, we're not going to be worried about them him stealing any of the code names that we have.
Everyone, thanks again so much for sending in your questions. We really do appreciate it. We will do this again next week at this time on Tuesday. But before that, Sunday, Broncos Raiders at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Kickoff set for 2:05 Mountain Time. Thanks for your questions. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.